Well, Kathy's coming, and she's going to read 2 Corinthians 5. What is it? Verse 16?
Yes.
Right, now listen. She's going to read this, and it tells us, well, let her read it, then I'm going to speak to you about what it says. All right, let's go.
Verse 16. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be you reconciled to God. For he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
This video will be on Facebook as well as my website, www.doornation.com, after we get through. Then there will be a final text written, and it will be to the world. It'll be for my ministry. It'll be entitled Ambassadors for Christ. For Christ. So when you go, you don't go out being an ambassador for your prosperity or your healing, your testimony, but you go as an ambassador for Christ. And if you're an ambassador for him, you speak his words, not yours. All right? Now, it says that we do not know Christ anymore after the flesh. After the flesh. We did know him after the flesh. That is all of us. That is every one of us. And that's where most of the church remains today. They know about him after the flesh. They don't know him, nor the power of his resurrection, nor the fellowship of his sufferings. They know about his sufferings, in the flesh. They don't know him at all. That's where the church is at. 1969, God directed me to sell my veterinary practice and obey. That's what I did. And I've obeyed him, and I continue to do so. And from 1970 to 1980, God was preparing me with the gospel, preparing my heart, authoring and finishing my faith, perfecting my love. Perfect love, John 5:16 says, casteth out all fear. Perfect love casteth out all fear. That might be verse 18. So, by 1980, having walked for 10 years in the Spirit of God, having laid down Jesus in the flesh, not knowing him any longer, in the manger, Mary and Joseph's baby, their boy, when he's 12, not knowing that, when he was in the temple teaching, and Psalm 119, when the doctors of the law marveled at the kid's wisdom. No, we don't know him anymore that way. I don't. And I didn't when I got here. You see, God will not send a man or a woman that cannot speak God's words. He that is of God speaking God's words. And he that is of God speaking God's words by the Spirit, not on the pages of the Bible. But now, open the fleshly tables of our heart. 2 Corinthians 3:6. The Apostle Paul writes, God has made us able ministers of the New Testament. That made us able ministers of the New Covenant. Not of the letter. Not of what's written on the pages. But of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, the Spirit giveth life. That's 2 Corinthians 3:6. The church is a bunch of Pharisees. They're a bunch of legalists. And they only know in part what the Word says. They have no revelation of it. No revelation of it. They cannot walk in it. But they can preach. They can tell you what it says. But they themselves cannot do what it says. James 1:22 says, be not deceived. Pardon me. Didn't say that at all. Wait just a minute. Well, that's just above it. No, that's in Galatians 6. I'm in a war. What? With all, what? With flesh and blood that hate God. And with devils, principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness. Amen. Now, James 1:22 says, be ye a doer of the word, not a hearer only, deceiving yourself. But this is a church. They speak what the written word says. They speak it. They hear it. But they can't do it. Why? Because they won't obey God. So, by the time I got to Plato in 1980 and started Water of Life Ministries, actually, I got another charter, Water of Life Church in Plato, Inc. I was walking in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit, teaching the things of the Spirit, had been for 10 years. Approved to God. Approved to God. They got here. And here came a bunch of people to me that came out of denominations. Baptists, Methodists, Catholics, Church of Christ, Episcopal, whatever. And they came to me. All walking in the flesh. Every one of them walking in the flesh. All they knew was what the flesh taught them. They came from all kinds of charismatic teachers, like Copeland, Hagin, and many others, Charles Capps, God knows what. And they all taught the letter, but had no revelation of what they were doing. They claimed the word. They claim the promises. I grew up in Methodist religion. John Wesley, Methodism, standing on the promises of God. And here, we would sing. Did you ever sing it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of Methodists did, you know. Amen. So, here came this bunch, popped up in their fleshly mind, and when they got here, they found within at least 3 years, and most of them found as they came and as they came later, that God had ordered me to start Water of Life Christian Training School. And in that Christian Training School, we did what it says in Matthew 28:18-20. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Pardon me, no. But all authority, we'll get it. Mark 16. I'm trying to quote. Matthew 28:18. All authority is given unto me in heaven and earth. Jesus said that. He gave it to the 11 apostles. He told them, go into all the world and make Christians of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And then he said, verse 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you to the end of the world. Now, these people came out of these denominations, and they had all kinds of applause. Oh, they were applauded greatly. They were exalted in the flesh. They had high positions, but they didn't know God. They had high positions in religion. When they got here, the first thing they found was the power of God. And by the time September 1983 came along, Water of Life Christian Training School began, teaching the gospel and its benefits, teaching repentance from dead works, teaching faith toward God, teaching doctrine of baptism, teaching eternal judgment, resurrection from the dead, eternal judgment. Those are the six principal teachings you find there in Hebrews chapter 6. And not only did they get that, they got the book of Romans. They got the book of Romans. Not only did they get that, they got the book of Titus. Not only did they get that, get this, blind people that don't remember one thing, three tapes. Jesus, a man. Four tapes on the blood of Jesus. Four tapes on prosperity. Isn't that amazing? That's what they got. They didn't get that out of their denominational churches. They didn't get that in any of their denominational churches. And then the gifts of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12. They got that. Are we here? Are we beginning to repent? Because what God is telling you, he taught you how to be an ambassador for Christ. And you weren't. Then, not only that, he taught us the book of Hebrews. Taught us the epistles of John. The epistles of Peter, first and second. He taught us the book of Jude. Oh, that was in my Bible school. In my Bible school. My Christian training school. You remember this?
Don't forget there's a war.
Wait a minute. There still is.
I know.
Amen. Now, all these people came out of these high, lofty, exalted positions in denominations, but they didn't know one thing about what this apostle prophet taught them. They never heard it. Amen. And as my wife said, don't forget there's a war. That was all taught. Then there are so many. They had 239 hours of teaching tape. 239 hours. Some in the Old Testament. Some in Psalms. This is as far as I could go right now. But these people came here thinking they were Christians. They were already. Oh, by the way, the book of Galatians. That was a barn burner. The barn burner. Thank God. Anyway, I'm going to put all this in text form in the next few days. put it on Facebook. Took 39 hours, the teaching tapes. And people came. Oh, man, have you ever heard anything like this? No. No. The gospel has benefits. When devils start coming out, no, they didn't want that. They knew me after the flesh. They'd heard of Jesus after the flesh. Thank God. But they didn't want the kingdom of God. Well, they talked about the kingdom, but they walked in the world. They flattered God with their lips, and their hearts were far from Him. Thank God. I sent all these tapes to, I think, 11, I believe it was 11 African countries, states. I sent them to Indonesia. I sent them to Europe. I sent them a lot of places. Thank God. They knew me. They knew Jesus after the flesh. They knew me after the flesh. They didn't want to walk like I walk as an ambassador for Christ. Now, we're going to be putting this together. And people that walk with me in this ministry, and they go somewhere, and God will send them, and He will. They'll be going as ambassadors for Christ, not to do what they want to do. As ambassadors for Christ. And they will have a statement with them that they're an ambassador for Christ, and here's what we believe. Here's what we most surely adhere to. Is that fair? Not, oh, we speak in tongues. We went from Methodists to tongue speakers. And we cease to bow. We follow the devil. Do what we want. No. No, you won't. You won't walk with me in the kingdom of God except you humble yourself and be ambassadors for Christ. Henceforth, knowing no man, not your mother, dad, wife, children, not your neighbor, not your former friends. Oh, hello, haven't seen you in so many days. It's so nice to see your flesh. No, it's not. You're walking in the spirit of lust, spirit of doubt, spirit of witchcraft. We're going to walk, folks, God ordained. Today, I was thinking. God spoke to me a verse of Scripture. I think it's in the book of Luke. He gave me a talent according to my ability. I can show it to you. He gave me talents according to my ability. You know why I could run this ministry? Because I have the ability to run it. You know why you couldn't? You don't have that ability. Thank God. So, we're going to see things in the days ahead that God will be glorified. Right now, I believe it's time to worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And I do thank you.